September 16, 2025. Today saw notable advancements in the robotics landscape, primarily driven by two key developments: Hyundai Motor Group's ambitious Zur-01 NEDay Festival and the expanded deployment of Starship Technologies' autonomous delivery robots at the University of North Carolina Wilmington, UNCW. While no major updates were reported from established robotics giants like Boston Dynamics, ABB, or FANUC, these two events represent significant steps forward in practical applications of AI-powered robotics. Hyundai Motor Group's Zur-01 NEDay, a showcase of robotic potential. Hyundai Motor Group announced today the commencement of its annual Zur-01 NEDay Festival, scheduled to take place in Seoul from September 17 to 21, 2025. This event, focused on AI, robotics, and mobility innovations, will feature 8 creator-led projects designed to demonstrate the evolving capabilities of advanced robotics. The festival's core objective is to showcase the integration of artificial intelligence with robotics, particularly within the context of industrial applications and mobility research. 2. The 8 projects selected for Zur-01 NEDay represent a diverse range of robotic applications, including bullet point: multi-robot furniture assembly, *A key demonstration will involve multiple robots collaborating to assemble furniture, showcasing advancements in robot control and coordination. This highlights the potential for robots to perform complex, repetitive tasks in manufacturing and logistics. Bullet point: sensory spaces inspired by autonomous vehicles, *1 project will create immersive sensory spaces designed to mimic the experience of riding in an autonomous vehicle. This suggests ongoing research into human-robot interaction and the development of more intuitive and comfortable robotic environments. The goal is to understand how humans perceive and respond to autonomous vehicle technology. Bullet point: autonomous platooning demonstrations. The festival will also feature demonstrations of autonomous platooning, the coordinated movement of vehicles in a convoy, optimized for efficiency and safety. This directly reflects the growing interest in autonomous trucking and logistics solutions. The demonstrations will likely focus on the communication protocols and sensor technologies required for safe and reliable platooning. The Zur-01 NEDay Festival represents a significant investment by Hyundai Motor Group in showcasing the potential of robotics and AI. The selection of creator-led projects indicates a commitment to fostering innovation and exploring diverse applications beyond traditional industrial robotics. The event is expected to attract industry experts, researchers, and the public, furthering the discussion and development of robotics technologies. Starship Technologies expands campus delivery with Level 4 robots. Complementing Hyundai's event, Starship Technologies has announced the launch of a fleet of autonomous delivery robots at the University of North Carolina Wilmington, UNCW campus. These Level 4 autonomous robots are designed for on-demand delivery of food and retail items, marking a tangible demonstration of the technology's capabilities in a real-world environment. 1. Key features of the Starship Technologies deployment include: bullet point, Level 4 autonomy. The robots operate at Level 4 autonomy, meaning they can navigate and operate independently in complex environments, including sidewalks and streets. However, remote monitoring remains in place for safety and control. Bullet point, advanced AI and machine learning. The robots utilize advanced AI and machine learning algorithms for navigation, object recognition, and route planning. This allows them to operate safely and efficiently in dynamic environments. Bullet point, vision-based navigation. The robots employ vision-based navigation systems, utilizing cameras and sensors to perceive their surroundings and avoid obstacles. This is particularly crucial for operating safely in crowded pedestrian areas. Bullet point, payload capacity. Each robot is capable of carrying up to 20 pounds, enabling delivery of a range of items, from food and beverages to small retail products. Bullet point, remote monitoring. Despite operating at Level 4, a remote monitoring system is in place to ensure safety and provide operators with the ability to intervene if necessary. This system allows for real-time oversight and control of the robots. Deployment at UNCW represents a significant step in the practical application of autonomous delivery technology. The robots are designed to operate in adverse weather conditions, demonstrating resilience and robustness. The use of AI and machine learning allows the robots to adapt to changing conditions and optimize their routes. The system's reliance on remote monitoring underscores the importance of safety and control in autonomous systems. no major updates from established manufacturers. Today's news cycle did not yield any significant updates regarding major robotics manufacturers such as Boston Dynamics, ABB, or FANUC. This suggests continued focus within these companies on internal development and potentially longer-term projects, rather than immediate public announcements. The lack of updates from these established players reinforces the notion that the current robotics landscape is being shaped by a growing number of smaller companies and creator-led initiatives. Summary of developments. Today's robotics news was primarily driven by two key events. Hyundai Motor Group's ZER01 NE Day Festival, showcasing AI-powered robotics projects focused on industrial assembly, sensory environments, and autonomous vehicle narratives, and Starship Technologies, expanded deployment of autonomous delivery robots at the University of North Carolina Wilmington, UNCW campus. Absence of major updates from established manufacturers suggests a shift in the robotics landscape towards smaller companies and creator-led innovation. These developments highlight the increasing integration of AI and robotics across diverse applications, from industrial automation to on-demand delivery services. While significant advancements continue, the focus remains on practical implementation and real-world testing of these technologies. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.